بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent many anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam into this world. And while the primary teachings of every nabi was the same, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, belief in the anbiya, belief in the different books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, belief in the day of qiyamah, jannah, jahannam, yet when it came to the laws, the shariat, the halal, haram, permissible, impermissible, then there were differences that were found in the different shariats of different anbiya. The muarrikhin have written that there were those nations of the past that when it came to the laws of their shariat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it very restricted, very tight for them. One such nation of the past was such that if some najasat, some impurity would fall onto the garment, then unlike the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where we are permitted to wash that garment and reuse it, but this particular nation would have to cut off that portion where the najasat had fallen, and they would then have to dispose of it. They were not allowed to wash it and reuse it. Like this, we find there were those nations where a person would commit some guna, some sin at night, and by the time morning would arrive, that particular sin would be engraved on the front door of that person's home. The entire community, the entire town would then witness what sin the person had committed. And we find that this tightness, this restriction became such that it caused people to turn away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They found it too difficult. Together with this, muarrikhin explained there were those nations of the past that Allah made their deen very light and easy for them. There was a lot of leeway, a lot of flexibility. Unlike us, we have to come to the masjid 5 times a day. There perhaps just once a day or once a week they were required to go to the masjid and worship Allah. When it came to the laws governing their business dealings and transactions, there also things were very easy, very flexible for them. And this also created a lot of problems. Because of this easiness, this flexibility, people began to transgress the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it came to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then one of the salient features and qualities that Allah has given this ummah is that of tawassut, moderation and balance. In every aspect of our life, every aspect of our deen. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا Allah says, we created you as a moderate and balanced ummah, a balanced nation. And this moderation, not only in our acts of worship, but particularly one facet of our life that is discussed in the ahadith, when it comes to our spending, our expenditure, whether it be on ourselves, our family members, whether it be spending in the path of Allah as well, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has exhorted us to adopt moderation. A few nights ago in tafsir, we discussed the qualities of Ibadur Rahman, those special bondsmen and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who Allah rewards with the gardens of paradise. And one of the qualities that Allah mentioned regarding them, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا Those who, when they spend, whether it be on themselves, their families, whoever it may be, لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا They are not extravagant, they don't go overboard. وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا At the same time, they are not miserly, stingy. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا But they adopt moderation, they adopt balance. And therefore we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explains that every person is worried about his sustenance, providing for himself. This is a concern, a daily concern that each and every one of us has. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that the solution to half the problem with regard to a person's sustenance is to adopt moderation. That a person is moderate in terms of his expenses, he lives within his means, he doesn't budget over and above that which he earns. So even if there are some difficult times, a person is not earning as much as he used to, business is slow, then he has got enough savings, he's got enough to continue and keep him going. At the same time, a person is not tight, he doesn't hold back and make things difficult for his family members. One principle, something important for us to learn and try and implement. Ulama explained when it comes to qurbani and sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then especially as leaders of the household, as men, we should adopt the most difficult practices upon ourselves, be hard on ourselves, but be soft on others. When it comes to our family members, our wives, our children, then we don't force them to make qurbani. A person may think that it is an act of piety, that I'll only buy a limited amount of groceries for the month, and now my wife and children must do with this. If there's no bread and milk, they must turn to Allah, make dua. This is not correct. A person must adopt difficulty upon himself, and when it comes to his family members, people around him, then make things as easy as possible as we can. So this particular quality or attribute of moderation we find, especially when it comes to our expenditure. And now in the month of Ramadan, as we approach the day of Eid as well, we find that our expenses may increase. We may buy those things that we normally don't buy throughout the year. This is permissible. There are those occasions where we are required to spend extra. The day of Ashura is mentioned in the Ahadith. But apart from these occasions, our general practice should be one of moderation, of balance, not just in our expenditure, but in every aspect of our life. When it comes to our ibadat, when it comes to our charity, the reason for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those actions which are done with steadfastness, with dedication. And when a person adopts moderation and balance, this will assist him to be steadfast and to continue these good practices throughout the year. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.